This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, new concerns for Wendy Williams.
Adele.
Her response today after her erratic on-air behavior.
You know what?
Plus... Cardi B and her husband Offset in a face-off with police.
You told me to put my hands up. I'm not doing that.
And Cheryl Burke's terrifying dancing injury caught on tape.
Are you okay?
Then how Felicity Huffman is moving on after the college scam scandal. Plus,
get on your feet.
Our Gloria Estefan exclusive, what you never knew about her biggest hits.
It poured out of me in 15 minutes.
And no one's Halloween plans are scarier than my guest co-host. Why things are getting extra spooky for Sharon Osbourne.
Ooh, E.T. starts now.
What is going on with Wendy Williams? Once again, her on-air behavior is causing concern. Sharon Osbourne here from The Talk. She's not a co-host, she's family here at E.T. But Wendy's behavior is alarming.
It's very sad. You know, as I've been watching the shows recently, I'm just saddened by it, and I hope that she goes and gets some help.
I guess every day is not perfect, but I'm not a perfectionist. I'm not perfect.
Wendy addressed fans today after struggling through Friday's show.
To me, he's got a lot of mansions.
Wendy giggled, paused awkwardly, and lost focus.
Listen to me, you fans. Adele.
After that, the 56-year-old's former DJ raised more concern on Instagram, writing, "This is going to play out bad.
You're a tough crowd."
Wendy didn't explain exactly what was going on, but we've seen her struggle before. In 2017, she collapsed on live TV due to dehydration.
It was scary.
Back in May, Wendy took a hiatus from her show because producers said her Graves' disease was causing fatigue.
Celebrity big.
Wendy's shown symptoms of her immune system disorder on her show, including anxiety and bulging eyes. She's also been open about her battle with addiction.
I have been living in a sober house.
I lost over a decade of my life being hooked on cocaine.
But Wendy was her happy, feisty self when I spoke to her in quarantine in April.
Will you take care of yourself?
Excuse me? Don't talk to me like I'm sick. You take care of yourself.
The talk show host was working from home and anxious to get back to her studio.
You're not in love with this. Why not?
I give so much. during my show of myself that the one place that I've always been able to count on to be my own secret little place is home.
Well, not keeping things private, Cardi B and Offset. They're running with cops in Beverly Hills on Saturday was streamed live.
You told me put my hands up. I'm not doing that. You put my hands up. It's 25,000 people in my lives. You're going to get sued publicly.
Offset was detained after police received reports of a person in his car waving a gun at Trump supporters. Cardi B wasn't with Offset, but she saw the whole thing go down from her car behind him.
Because you got guns out.
That's my choice.
I'm not going to move my hand from my steering wheel.
Cardi can be heard screaming. At one point, even being held back by a friend.
No, that's my husband. Why are you going to beat a gun at him?
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag. What are you talking about?
In a statement to ET, Offset's rep says he was not the aggressor. He followed and complied while guns were drawn on him.
Open this door.
No, that's not legal. You can't just open my door.
Offset was eventually released. Cardi's cousin, a passenger in the car, was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. It didn't seem to put a damper on the couple's evening. They went shopping later that night.
Where we is?
Miss.
Meow.
Meanwhile, Felicity Huffman is putting her run-in with the law behind her. ET has learned as of yesterday, the actress who served time for her part in the college bribery scandal has completed her year of supervision and will get her passport back. A source tells ET she's not ready to go back to work just yet, though she'll be ready fairly soon.
All right, let's keep moving and turn our attention to Dancing with the Stars. Your daughter, Kelly, was on season 9 of Dancing with the Stars. What was it like being in the audience each and every week watching her?
Nerve-wracking. It was her dad and I were like so nervous, but I was excited as well because I just love the show. I'm a huge fan.
Well, big night tonight on Dancing with the Stars, and Lauren Zima is here because apparently dancing is going to get bloody tonight.
Oh, we hope so. It's Halloween week, Kev, and in honor of that, it is Villains Night on Dancing with the Stars. Only we got inside Justina and Sasha's rehearsal where they are getting carried away.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Maybe your most iconic moment on the show, the water falling on you, Flashdance style. Will we get a Carrie blood falling on you moment?
No, right?
We don't know, mate. Oh. I mean, we don't know.
I think it's going to be truly inspired by Carrie. And, you know, we're going to see some blood.
Put it this way. No one wants to see Carrie before she was Carrie. Everyone wants to see Carrie.
Yes.
So we're going to town.
So there will be blood.
Oh, yeah.
There will.
For sure.
Take me to church.
You're doing Take Me to Church. That's an incredible song.
Tango is definitely a hard dance, and we have a very unique rendition, a very spooky one. So we're definitely going to be a lot of cool little tricks in there where people at home can be like, ooh, how was that done?
And there are some real life scares on the dance floor as Cheryl Burke sustained a head injury yesterday during rehearsals.
Are you okay?
Happened so fast, I just heard her head hit the floor.
Okay, I'm gonna bring the medic in.
2.5 hours before showtime, Cheryl posted she will perform tonight, adding fingers crossed for only planned mishaps during the show.
Tonight on CBS, some of the biggest Latinx stars pay tribute to the essential workers who are doing such a valiant job in some of the hardest hit communities during the pandemic. Such important work.
Absolutely. You said biggest stars. You meant biggest stars. Yeah. Ricky Martin and Eva Longoria co-hosts. But this is not the first time those two have worked together.
This is Eva Longoria, and she used to be an extra in Shake Your Bum Bum.
You remembered.
Well, you told me backstage.
You can expect more fun reveals like that as Ricky, Eva, and Gloria Estefan host Essential Heroes, a Momento Latino event airing tonight on CBS. They hope to raise support and awareness for the Latino community.
Who else is going to be a part of this?
Lin-Manuel Miranda, George Lopez. You're going to have everything. You're going to dance, you're going to laugh, you're going to have musical performances.
I know that after all the rain, here comes the sun.
One highlight to look for, Gloria will perform a remix of her hit, Get On Your Feet.
Get on your feet.
Why did you pick that song?
It's a song that got thrown back at me after my accident when I was literally paralyzed and couldn't get on my feet.
In 1990, Gloria's tour bus was hit by a semi-truck. She suffered a broken back. The song she wrote about the crash, Coming Out of the Dark, will turn 30 years old in January. Coming out of
the dark. I went to the studio with Emilio in my, you know, still wearing that big clunky brace. And I swear to you, Michelle, I sat there and it was like this thing came through me. It poured out of me. In 15 minutes, we wrote that song and did the demo for it.
It's the 30th anniversary of Coming Out of the Dark and Get on Your Feet, and the 35th anniversary of Conga.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga.
The minute I hear that, it's a get up, it's a shoulder, it's a move. It's
girl, the Chipmunks did it in their movies. That should tell you.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga.
Sticking with music, the American Music Awards nominations are out. And we were in London this morning with Dua Lipa just after she announced some of the contenders, including herself.
Don't show up, don't come out.
Dua is also performing at the show, which airs November 22nd on ABC.
I'm just so proud to be nominated and just so grateful. I'm going to be filming mine from London. So we're gonna create something really, really special, something exciting, something very British. I knew
you. Dua will be going against Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga for favorite pop or rock female artist. But she's already got one celeb fan in her corner.
She's killing the game right now. She's doing really well. I'm a fan.
Oh my God, this is the first time I'm hearing about this. She's incredible. She's a pop queen. I'm really kind of taken back by it. That's amazing. I feel so grateful. I got no
rules, I count them. Back in March, Dua Lipa was the first pop star to release new music during the pandemic, hoping to bring some light to a dark time.
It was like a form of escapism and something that just made me want to have lots of fun. Mwah.
I love her. She's so talented.
I think she is fantastic. I think the Grammys really were her coming out party. I thought for the world to see her. All right, let's mix a little music and TV with our Jamie Lynn Spears exclusive.
We have a treat for you.
Yes. Jamie Lynn's new video starring her 12-year-old daughter, how big sis Britney helped inspire the song.
There wasn't a lot of room to, you know, have anyone else.
Plus, star baby news and Kevin Costner back on the Yellowstone set.
I'm in a bubble. I'm lonely.
And giving us a sneak peek at his new movie.
The surprises keep coming.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Hilary Duff showing off her blossoming baby bump. She's expecting her third child, the second with her musician husband, Matthew Coma. Congratulations to them both. Hilary, of course, rose to fame as Lizzie McGuire. And right after that, Jamie Lynn Spears starred in Zoe 101. And now, Jamie Lynn is turning back the clock. Rachel Smith has that story from Nashville. Hey, Rach.
Hey there, Kev. Jamie Lynn recreated the famous Zoe 101 theme song, and we got an exclusive sneak peek at the video.
Are you ready?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Chantel Jeffries.
And I'm Jamie Lynn Spears. And we have a treat for you.
Yes, we are on the set of Follow Me Music Video.
The Zoe theme song was something that me and my sister actually was a part of creating. And, I was like 12, I was nervous to go in the studio. So, of course, your big sister's like, get in here and do it. You're cheering me on. And so she was a big part of that song in the original version. Do I look good
today? In the new Follow Me music video, out tomorrow, internet stars JoJo Siwa and Dixie D'Amelio star alongside the Zoe 101 cast and Jamie Lynn's 12-year-old daughter.
Maddie's in the video, and it was the best day of her life. She's basically best friends with all the major influencers.
Does your sister make a surprise appearance?
No, she doesn't. She was busy having a nice little vacation. Maddie's a big enough star. There wasn't a lot of room to, you know, have anyone else. Ooh,
I know you see me standing here. Now that the videos happen, is a reboot gonna happen, Jamie Lynn?
Not only was the chemistry still there, but we saw what the world would look like with today's world and the original Zoe world meshed together. So I think that all this did was push it to happen sooner.
I have ideas.
So exciting. Jamie Lynn says conversations are underway about what the reboot will look like, but the pandemic is definitely making it tougher, Kev.
Yeah, the pandemic has slowed everything and everybody down. Well, everybody except for Sharon Osbourne. We're going to put her in the E.T. hot seat.
And I'm like, oh my Lord.
Sharon reveals tricks and treats from her Halloween special.
Well, you can't catch the virus off of ghosts.
And her Hollywood crush.
I do think about him a lot.
Do you?
I must admit.
Then, only we're behind the scenes with Kevin Costner. His steamy movie reunion with Diane Lane.
She just kills it. She just goes for it.
Fans of Yellowstone were left in complete shock and wondering who shot John Dutton at the end of season 3. But from the looks of where Kevin Costner is right now, it looks like Dutton lives to see another day.
That view behind you is insane.
Yeah, that's the Bitterroot Mountains behind me is where we're shooting Yellowstone.
Kevin's back at work in Montana shooting season 4 of the Paramount Network hit series. But he really misses his family back home in California.
Here I am with all the ability to get on a plane and be home in 2 hours, and I can't. I'm away from them. I'm in a bubble. I'm away from the ones that love me, and we can't do anything about it, and you feel a little bit powerless. It's also solid to know that you have family. I'm lonely. I'd hate to be out here and not have that feeling that can make me lonely.
You're going with me or without me?
The Oscar winner is also back on big screens in Let Him Go, which is in theaters November 6th. Kevin and Diane Lane are grandparents who will do anything to keep their family together.
What do you love most about working with Diane?
To see her, this beautiful woman, take on this role of this grandmother, she just kills it. She just goes for it. And she drags me through this movie.
Kevin and Diane played Superman's parents in 2013's Man of Steel. In this film, the two have a few more steamy scenes, and as for the stunts...
I mean, Kevin knows what he's doing, and he knows his stuff. So for the action sequences, we were surrounded by good hands. And we do have beautiful locations, and we do have Kevin Costner, so there's a lot of beauty there to...
A lot of perks to the film.
I'm right behind you.
Woo, that chemistry, I tell ya. Now, guys, Costner turned 65 in January, and clearly Kevin and Sharon, he is still a heartthrob.
Oh, yeah.
He still got it, doesn't he?
Oh, big time.
All right, let's move on and talk about you for a second. You know, most families for Halloween, they go out to the pumpkin patch, but not the Osbournes. No, no, they go ghost hunting. What in the world are you all thinking?
Well, you can't catch the virus off of ghosts, I don't think.
3, 2, 1, ghost hunt!
This year, the Osbournes are delivering a double dose of Halloween fright. Friday, new episodes of Jack's series, Portals to Hell, returns to the Travel Channel at 8 p.m.
Are you guys ready for this?
No.
Followed by the two-hour special, The Osbournes, Night of Terror at 9 p.m. What is it that draws your family to the paranormal world so much?
To the dark side. I'm going up the rail, I suppose it's got something to do with the family, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely on the darker side of life, you know. We're not interested in happy, sunny things. They're kind of a lot darker.
Right, right.
Yes.
Kelly and Jack actually go on property. You and Ozzy follow them, mm-hmm. right, electronically.
Did you just hear that?
I just got like chills.
I can feel it.
What was it like for you watching this ghost hunt live?
Well, I have to tell you, I was really, really nervous for Kelly because she'd not done it before.
I've seen it, and Kelly loses it at one point.
Oh, get out of here! Right. No.
Completely. And then she's like, Mommy, you're not going to believe what happened. And I'm like, I saw it.
For Kelly, it's her birthday tomorrow, right?
Yes, it
is. How is she doing?
She's doing so good.
Yeah?
She is. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She looks beautiful, and she seems to be excited and doing well. How proud are you of her?
I'm so proud of her. She's come through a lot these last couple of years, and she's doing good. She really is.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how do you like being a redhead?
I'm happy to be back with the red hair. I'm like, no, this is natural. I must be my age, yada, yada, until I caught a glimpse of myself when I wasn't made up. I just felt like Grandma Clampett. And I go like, ooh, Lord, no.
You posted on Instagram that you were having a daydream about Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You want to tell us about your crush? And what does Ozzy think about that?
He loves him.
Does he?
Oh, God, he's such a huge fan of his. I've known him for years. And, like, I do think about him a lot.
Do you?
I must admit.
You know, I could always sit here and talk to you for hours. Love chatting. Get ready, though, for another fascinating conversation and another big ET exclusive.
Tomorrow on ET.
I have to apologize that Entertainment Tonight sent this correspondent. She's a little unprofessional.
I'm super disappointed. I mean, this is going to be rough.
Shannon Doherty, Sarah Michelle Gellar, an intimate conversation only on ET.
I'm going to throw you a curveball right out of the gate.
Shannon on her stage 4 cancer battle.
But I'm very much can acknowledge is the fear.
And
this is probably the one time I'll start getting emotional.
What these longtime friends have never said to each other until now.
That to me is the most precious thing about the two of us.
This is so uncomfortable right now.
A one-of-a-kind exclusive.
Give it to me.
Oh no, the tables.
Oh no, the tables are
turned.
Tomorrow on ET.
I cannot wait for this conversation. Such good friends, and they're so important now. And you had your own breast cancer battle.
I did, but nothing as bad as what Shannon's going through. But she is so strong.
Yes.
I adore her.
Our thoughts and prayers with her each and every single day. All right, can you tell me what's coming up?
Oh, yeah, I can. The ratings are in for Adele's SNL hosting gig. Was she a number one hit? I'd hope to see my face.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hi, can I steal him for a sec?
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Listen, Adele may be half her size, but her voice is bigger than ever. She was a huge hit as host of SNL, beating the World Series in the ratings.
So proud. I'm so happy for her. She's in a great place.
And don't forget, by the way, new episodes of Portals to Hell return this Friday on Travel Channel, followed by the insane 2-hour special, The Osbournes' Night of Terror. It's so much fun, and it's always fun having you here. Your family.
Love you.
We love you. Take care, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.